And are you refreshed?
Yes.
Esther's wanting to know if the computer is going.
Oh, thank you.
All is well?
Yes, all is well.
Now what?
Hello, Abraham. I was wondering if you could tell us in even more detail how thought becomes form.
I want to start at a place that is easy for you to conceive. And when you're talking about things that are of a vibrational level, in other words, thought is not something that you can see, and that's why you're asking the question. I can't see it. At what point am I able to see it? And the reason that we talk so much about emotions is because when you're feeling it, it's easier for you to get a glimpse of it, so to speak. So let's talk about some various kinds of forms just for a little bit. Let's talk about, for example, the rendezvousing between two people. Mm-hmm. So, in other words, it's easier to get your thoughts around identifying a desire for a relationship and finding vibrational alignment with that thought and then rendezvousing with another. It's easier to understand that kind of a manifestation than it is a thought that eventually becomes a sphere moving through the atmosphere. And yet, all things evolve in that way. Now, we're going to step back just a little bit from your question and lay another basis of it, because this is essential before anything else will make sense either. And that is, everything that you see is an interpretation of vibration. So the things that you are calling form, the knock on wood substance, materials, stuff of your physical world, is your interpretation through your physical senses. You are vibrational interpreters. So now we will reform your question a little bit by saying, so at what point does something that is vibrational come into my awareness? Because if you were to ask us, technically, when your desires become form, we say instantaneously, because we perceive them fully in the moment that you give birth to them. But you are a little slower in catching up to that. And your catching up to it has to do with when you begin to believe it, or when you begin to expect it, or when you stop doing the opposite of that. So now the question, we like the way we have worded the question better. The question is, at what point do I no longer focus in a way that keeps me from seeing the form of something that it already exists in vibrational escrow? How about that?
I like that.
Even further, how long does it take me to stop doing that thing? And we say, it takes you as long as it takes you to get over feeling natural.